When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun crimes hit home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I know that I should serve my sentence, and you're the jury at my trial, but all the while I'm hoping you'll give me just one more chance. This is Radiola, WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's hour two. We're rolling. Rolling along. That was Pink Elephant. So if you're seeing those and you have issues, please contact the proper personnel to help you deal with those. And that was George Olson and his music. Before that, Louisiana Sugar Babes with Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, and Jabbo Smith. And the guy who's playing the oboe, I forget his name, but this is all from memory, so give me that anyway. That was Persian Rug from 1928. And we're going to continue now. Just because I want to. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And it's been a kind of an odd night tonight, but I think I've calmed down sufficiently, and we're all happy. I'm just happy I got rid of my my major problem, and it was a mechanical problem. And now that I've got rid of my mechanical problem, and the store has it back, boy, am I happy. I am so happy, I can't tell you. I feel like biting myself. I'm that happy. Kate Smith, 1929. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
Though your loss is sad, I am just a sad. Mine is really quite a helpless case. If you lend had five glasses for my eyes, without them I can't even see your face. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. faces are all open spaces. You may be Don Barrymore. You came a long way. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand.
Thank you.
Millenburg Joys, and that was Abe Lyman and his orchestra. That was Abe Lyman, yep. No Californians in there. That was 1932. And that's a nice reading of that. That was very, very, well, how could you do Millenburg Joys, or Malenburg, depending on what side of the tracks you're from? How could you do that one and make it depressing? There's just no way. Before that, Art Gillam, who usually sang depressing songs, here was great. I mean, some of his things, really, you know, you want to hide the sharps in the house. But here he was just wild. Angry, 1925. What a great performance that was. Starting with Kate Smith, I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. Now put that in your anniversary card this year and, you know, see what happens. 1929. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm seeing what happens. I'm trying to conduct myself in a sedate and professional manner, but my mouth gets in the way. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm pretty happy about something. It has to do with no more, you know, my vista being closed. And usually you want a wider vista, but not the kind of vista I just got rid of. So we're happy. And very, very happy indeed about that. By the way, tomorrow night, Mark Fuller will be on with Retro Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. So please listen. It's wonderful stuff. Rock and roll and jingles and commercials. And it's radio just like you remember it when you were a child. And or if you're older than that, just like you were slightly younger than you are now. But it's a time warp. Simply a time warp. That's all. And this is just a warp. Here's the White Star Syncopators, actually the California Ramblers, Smith Ballou on the vocal. Happy days are here again. Well, let's hope so. We'll be right back. well, let's have a jubilee. Well, let's celebrate getting rid of, you know, taking a step back, getting one of those, you know, they will put in XP for you if you want it. And some of these better computers, they'll retrofit it, and you'll be happy because XP runs, indeed. And or you can get a Mac. That's indeed what you probably should get. Vista is the best advertisement for Mac that ever came down. And that was the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, I think. Benny Carter had something to do with that. That was 1934. Let's Have a Jubilee. Before that, Benny Goodman and his orchestra. I think that was Martha Tilton or somebody. Hooray for Love, 1935, beginning with White Star Syncopators, California Ramblers, Smith Ballou on there, Happy Days Are Here Again. Well, we're going to wait and see about that, but well, maybe they are. 1929. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not doing too bad here tonight. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we're going to be on here for another half hour or so. Here's Libby Holman again with This Is How I Felt This Week, 1927, and this is How I Felt. Eddie Lang's on here again. You can hear him. Carefree.
Lovely, gorgeous, glory, her.
That was Bert Ambrose. Ambrose to you and his orchestra from 1928. Swonderful. And it was swonderful, wasn't it? Gershwin's did that. And I'm feeling wonderful, but not swonderful because the S is silent. And before that we had Alfredo's Dance Band with a rare recording I've never heard before. It's a British recording of this tune. And as I said, I don't think anybody's ever made a bad recording of Gloriana from 1928. And so now I think you have them all. If you've listened to my show over the years, you've heard all the recordings of Gloriana ever done by everyone. Maybe I'll do one. I hope the West End Jazz Band does one. That's a hint. Come on, guys. We want to hear that. And beginning with Libby Holman, Carefree, with Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti in there, 1927. So this is Andy Senior with Radio, and I hope you're enjoying this tonight. We're going to continue now. Now we're going to talk about technology just a bit. You know, this is how I feel. This is the kind of technology I can deal with because I've been dealing with other kinds lately, but I'm about at this level now. Here's Johnny Dodds in 1929. Pencil Papa.
Let's call a meeting to discuss a way of meeting that certain something that we call a blues. Now I'll be the chairman pro tem. Let's face the facts and show them that if we attend a business, we can't lose, no sir. Now let's form some corporations with a million combinations of mothers, brothers, husbands, sweethearts, and wives. And we'll start these institutions with a million resolutions to spread upon a minute of our lives. Say, if you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, come on, buy an American. That's all you've got to do. Buy your old Uncle Sam, he'll be so grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do. Come on, buy your wife's dresses, your baby's shoes, made right over here, and cure your country's blueses. And if you want those good times, those dreams to come true, buy American. That's all you've got to do. Band of candy, cigarettes, cigars, canes and hats and this and that, and gas and motor cars,
If you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Now, hey there, Mr. Grocer, Butcher, Baker, and all you Republicans, you Democrats, and you Quakers, I want to tell you that the sun will be shining, the skies will be blue. Buy American, that's all you've got to do, playing boy. Come on and buy American, that's all you've got to do.
loving. When you listen to me, honey, get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your iron and tin. But when you go to turn it in, don't give it away, no, no. Get some cash, get some cash, get some cash for your trash. Get plenty of it, too.
And if you get a full refund, that's even better. That's indeed true. Fats Waller and his rhythm, Cash for Your Trash, 1941, a rather late rhythm recording, but Fats sounded great. He always did. Even when he was several sheets to the wind, he got in there and he played and he sounded. I don't think he was there, though. He sounded very good. And, of course, a lot of people imitated Fats in those days, but Fats had a real quality. He couldn't duplicate it at all. They had Putney Dandridge trying to sound like him. They had some guy over on Decca, whose name I just forgot this minute. But it's I think it's a color. The name is like Green or something. Bob Green, was it? No, I don't know. You'll have to tell me later. I'll look it up. But a lot of people try to sound like him. But my brother's here in the studio. He's keeping me company during these trying times, and of whatever is going on. There's no revolution. It's just a little burp. And excuse me for that. But I guess it's just that he says that, you know, Fats Waller has a real Bing Crosby quality about him. And I said, yeah, he's kind of a crooner. And maybe that was why he could go and do crazy things and still sound very, very pleasant to listen to. You can be crazy and do wild things, but you have to also sound good. And he never sounded better than that. Before that, Ted Lewis and his band, Buy American. So that was a commentary on Buy American, the last thing, 1933, beginning with Johnny Dodd's Pencil Papa, 1929. And I'm a pencil papa these days, but we're going to discuss my method of technology in the next set. Here's Fletcher Henderson, and I'm not quite here yet, but, if I were a little more unscrupulous, I'd be doing this. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1936, Stealing Apples. Well, if somebody gave me one, I wouldn't look askance at it. Thank you. That's something espousing my current brand of technology. By the way, I'm trying to write a manuscript on a typewriter because they don't crash, and you have all your files saved, unless somebody lights a match to them, and that could happen. But yesterday, the girl at the typewriter, to be accurate, 1939, Raymond Scott's music. And my brother was sitting here, his jaw was opening, falling on the floor. Pick it up, would you? Oh, yes, he's going to do that. At the percussion work in there, and it just amazes me, not only that Raymond Scott could write and arrange that music, but he could find musicians who could play it that well. That's just amazing stuff. And before that, this is what I might do, indeed, if I'm not, you know, if I get desperate, stealing apples or at least one, you know, a nice one, and nice with a lot of data, a lot of memory in the hard drive. 1936, Chew Berry in there on a tenor sax. Oh my God, what a record that is, Fletcher Henderson. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm gonna vamp already here. I don't see our guy showing up yet for the next show yet. Of course, that doesn't mean anything. So I just want to say this first of all. Tomorrow night, please listen to this station and at 8 o'clock, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Mark Fuller will be on at 8 with Retro Radio, and this is radio that you grew up listening to, or maybe you didn't grow up, but you still were listening to it in that time that you should have spent growing up. And it was just amazing radio. We had jingles, and it was very, very professional, just tight, good sounding. It was fun stuff. You'd get up in the morning, you'd try to get your mother to let you stay home from school. And if you're successful, you know, you'd sit there with your comic books and your bed, and you just turn on the radio and listen. And this is what you would listen to, this sort of thing. Or maybe your mom would have this on in the kitchen. She'd turn this on, and you'd be sitting there, and you could hear it. Of course, my mother never listened to this because she always had a headache. But if your mother had good taste, she listened to stuff like Retro Radio, like Mark plays. And it's a wonderful program. Commercials, vintage stuff, vintage commercials, jingles. It sounds just exactly, amazingly, incredibly like the radio you used to listen to as a child. So I think I've vamped enough till ready. And this is Radiola, and I expect I'll be on next week if I didn't offend everybody. And I'm having a good time. I'm a happy boy. And our other broadcasters haven't appeared yet. Well, they'll be here. They'll probably when I turn off the transmitter. So here I'm going to finish this because this should be it. Willie Bryant and his orchestra. And if nobody shows up, I'll just play what I always play at the end of every Friday night evening of broadcasting, and you can chew on that a while. But here's Willie Bryant and his orchestra in 1930. I think it was 36. Could be 35, but I wrote 36, so that's what it was. It's over because we're through.
With March, with much regret. I'll try and forget now, baby, that we ever met. Mama, oh gee, I hate to say that we must part. You know I loved you, baby, so deep down in my heart. So there's no use to pretend.
Don't drive me, baby.
Our love's to an end. Now, baby, it's over because we're through.
Pick it out now, Mr. Fat Man. Swing it.
Yeah!
It's 10 o'clock. Boy, I didn't think. I thought, I'm looking at the studio clock, which is 2 minutes off, and I'm usually 2 minutes off in real life, so that's about the par for me. But it's now 10, and thanks so much for listening. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Our the subsequent show, the show that would come on after Radiola, the people have not appeared yet. So I'm going to sign off. I'm going to play my little thing. If they show up during that, they can do their show. How's that? I guess their show is called Doing Time, and I'm doing time too, by the way. This is my my public service sentence, and you know, it's because I killed that guy, and that's terrible. But you never know. You know, sometimes that happens. I got off light though, but he was so obnoxious that you know, they said, okay, well, you know, you still got to pay for it. So I'm doing radio. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and the warden's waving at me. Hi, how you doing?